Morning, everybody.
Hi, Tamara.
It's Tamara Johnson today, currently located on the Fort Drum at one of the daycare facilities on post. Today's topic is communication etiquette. And with me today are Carol, Beth, and Tabitha. Nowadays, the preferred method of communication involves some sort of technology, like BlackBerry, texting, and social networks. They're just a few examples. And one has to wonder how that affects our ability to create and develop interpersonal or work relationships.
Sometimes I like emails in that if I can't get a hold of somebody when I'm trying to call them on the telephone, which is my preferred way of communicating, I can at least get my ideas out before I've lost them.
I totally agree with Carol. I think things can get lost in translation. Emails often can turn around, be misread, overlooked when your email boxes get full.
Especially when you're emailing people and it's just a conversation back and forth where you can pick up a phone and have the same conversation and get your point across a lot better than email traffic.
This brings me to my next question. When you think of these methods of communication, you know, what type of actions do you feel are basically rude?
I actually don't care for the things that go on Facebook. You get into big trouble with those, and sometimes people don't realize what they're saying, and they don't realize their audience, that their bosses or coworkers can see what they've put up there, and I've seen it hurt a lot of people's feelings.
I personally feel that Facebook is a great way to connect with people from your past. As far as in the professional realm, it's just not appropriate. As far as BlackBerries, in the professional realm, again, I hope having the phone on while you're having a meeting with someone is very inappropriate.
To me, what's rude is when people have their little Bluetooth in their ear and you don't know what conversation they're having, if they're having a conversation with you or the person on the the phone, or you're standing in line either at the grocery store and you hear this person's conversation with somebody and some things may not be appropriate.
Right.
Or they have it on speakerphone. Facebook, MySpace, yes, it's nice to connect with friends from the past. I've had experience with staff that they put too much information, pictures, things about work, that shouldn't be on there.
How do you feel that communication tools such as email and texting and BlackBerries and stuff like that, how do they affect your work relationship with your colleagues? Carol?
Yep. I've just learned how to text. I'm a little old-fashioned, but I found that it's an easy way to just catch up the person working opposite me as to anything that's occurred at our center very quickly without interfering with what she's doing. I mean, I feel badly enough that I'm trying to communicate, but sometimes she needs to know the information that I have.
What about you guys, your work relationship or any?
It's definitely a convenience. I think the problem that occurs is that you miss out on the face-to-face time. I know that there have been people within the organization that I had never seen face-to-face, knew their name, but had no idea who they were, knew where they worked, and would rather have had that interpersonal relationship rather than the interconnected relationship.
So that kind of took away from that then.
Yeah. Texting a coworker, I mean, yes, with like what Carol says, it's a quick, easy fix just to say, hey, this is what's happening when you come in, in case you're not in the office. Not that, you know, that's the best etiquette to be texting in a meeting or interviews, but if it's something that's urgent, you know, you could just type really quick what's, you know, happening next or what needs to be going on. It's not the best solution, but this day and age, that's about, you know,
the only
solution.
I mean, I'm sure we could talk about this forever. But at this point, we're going to conclude the interview with this conversation. I do want to thank you, Carol, Beth, and Tabitha, for participating. And, who knows, maybe we'll come up with a new etiquette book here on how to act appropriately in this modern day and age. Thank you, guys.
Shoot me an email about that.
I know.